With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. President Trump says he wants China to help out with putting pressure on Russia to end the war with Ukraine.
I'd love China to help us out with Russia. We put very big sanctions on Russia. I think those sanctions are going to be, you know, they're very biting, they're very strong. But I'd like to see China help us out. I have a good relationship with, as you know, President Xi. Very good. We're going to be meeting. We'll have a good meeting. I'm pretty sure we're going to have a great meeting, maybe a great meeting. But I think we're going to do some good business. One of the things we'll talk about is the Russia-Ukraine.
Speaking with reporters, the president says he's looking forward to meeting with the new Japanese prime minister.
I hear great things about her. I think she's going to be great. She was a great friend of Mr. Abe, who was a great man, Prime Minister Abe, and a great friend of mine, as you know. And he was just a fantastic person. And he liked her a lot. She liked him a lot. So that's a good sign. I look forward to meeting her.
Senate Majority Leader John Thune says it's time to reopen the government.
Chuck Schumer doesn't do anything that doesn't have a political component to it. And honestly, I think that's what's driving this. If you think about it, there really isn't any other explanation. I think they're so scared of their hardcore base.
He says Democrat leaders are being led by the radicals.
Chuck Schumer doesn't do anything that doesn't have a political component to it. And honestly, I think that's what's driving this. If you think about it, there really isn't any other explanation. I think they're so scared of their hardcore base.
Senator Thune made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. Hurricane Melissa is strengthening rapidly, threatening to become a major hurricane and cause catastrophic flooding in northern Caribbean, including Haiti and Jamaica. Melissa became a hurricane yesterday, prompting forecasters to issue a hurricane warning for Jamaica, saying it could reach the island as a major storm early next week. This is SRN News. A watchdog group is issuing a warning.
The International Society for Human Rights says persecution of Christians is on the rise, both in quantity and intensity around the globe. The Society's 2025 annual report finds that dictatorships seeking to consolidate power and religious fundamentalism are the primary drivers of the persecution of Christians. Society President Thomas Schirmacher says, quote, "This takes the form not only of direct violence, but also of legislation, social discrimination, and control of churches." Michael Harrington reporting.
International Christian Concern says there is a real genocide going on in Nigeria, and the global media is ignoring it. Muslim terrorists have murdered tens of thousands of Christians in Nigeria over the past 15 years with no end in sight. A new report from the International Society for Civil Liberties and the Rule of Law also reveals that the terrorists are destroying an average of 100 Nigerian churches every month. Nearly 20,000 houses of worship have been destroyed since 2009. This is SRN News. A South American country is facing sanctions.
The Treasury Department announced that Colombian President Gustavo Petro, his family, and a government member have been hit with penalties amid escalating tensions with Colombia. That country is a key U.S. ally in South America. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent accused Petro of allowing drug cartels to flourish. Petro has denied the allegations and plans to defend himself in U.S. courts. The move follows Trump's threats to cut aid and impose tariffs on Colombia. Petro has criticized U.S. military actions targeting drug traffickers in the region. Hiya Pinjwani, Washington.
Some seniors say the Social Security Administration's cost of living adjustment won't help in their ability to pay for their daily expenses. The agency announcing Friday the annual cost of living adjustment will go up by 2.8% in 2026, translating to an average increase of more than $56 for retirees every month. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.